hay horse was just dug out in the mill and was all gone. The old thing wasn't at my mill now. I said a coon, of course, I don't know it was a coon, but coon had been all in here. And I followed the coon tracks up the road here. There's an old coon, a whole bunch of young came up the road here last night. They're destructive animals. Is that what you can call them?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's all I know to call them.
Well, what would you say about animals that might get in your chicken house and kill your chickens?
I'd call them some kind of varmint got in there and caught the chickens, a skunk or possum.
Uh-huh. What did you say you called that vine with three leaves on it?
Poison ivy.
Uh-huh. And when you get in there, it makes you do what?
It needs to do what?
If you get in it and get it on
you? Oh, it'll give you the itch and poison you.
Uh-huh. What do you call the man who runs the local church here?
Parson? Preacher? Uh-huh.
What would you call a fellow who, isn't really a carpenter, but works as a carpenter sometimes?
A helper. Well, carpenter helper.
What kind of a carpenter would he be?
I'd call him a scrub carpenter like I am.
Uh-huh. And let's see, this is a...
Teeth?
Just one of them is a...
Tooth?
Uh-huh. If a person is 85 or so and still does all his own work and keeps his own books and things, you'd say he was
an active old gentleman.
Uh-huh. What term would you use to describe a person who's 85 and still very keen-witted?
Remembers or active or
Would the term peart ever be used?
Real peart for his age.
If a person does, nothing but strange things, you'd say he's what?
Strange.
Yeah, he does strange things. Maybe nails his furniture to the floor.
Queer fella.
Mm-hmm. If a house gets on fire or something and the family is all excited and milling around, you'd say, now everything is going to be all right, we'll take care of this, just...
Quiet down.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say keep calm for that?
Well, yes, keep calm, keep quiet, don't get excited.
Mm-hmm. A person who's lost all of his hearing, you'd say, is...
Deaf.
And if you get stung by a bee or a wasp, you'd say the place is...
Swollen.
Mm-hmm. If a good friend has died and you don't know what caused it, you might ask somebody else and say, can you tell me what he...
What ailed him or what caused his death?
Or what he died...
With.
If someone rapped on the door and said, you've won $100, and somebody says, what was he here for? You'd say,
boy, $100, you say?
No, you won a contest, let's say, and he says you've won $100. Somebody says, why was he here? You'd say, well, he just
won a